Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
We start with the Mets and the Yankees, and interesting weekend from a number of standpoints. Obviously, yesterday is the most recent, so we'll start there. And there's a lot of different ways you can go here. You can talk about, you know, I watched on the SNY telecast. I didn't watch Yes. I was watching SNY yesterday. And before Aaron Judge comes up and the Yankees are already up, well, I think it was 2-0, maybe it was 3-0, whatever, you know, they say to Gary, whether it was Keith, whoever it was, says, you know, do you pitch to him here? Maybe it might even been Gary talking to Keith. Do you pitch to Judge here? You know, you're already down in the game. You've got, I don't know who the hell is pitching for the Mets these days. And yesterday was one of these bullpen games with all these different.
Yeah, they tried to get away with what they did on Friday.
And they almost did get away with it. Yeah. They almost did. And literally the next pitch, Judge hits the home run. And I will tell you, at that point, I think it made it 5-0, I'm pretty sure.
Is it against Pop?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Pop was the Austin Wells one.
Oh, okay.
That poor kid comes in. So they bring in, I'll get back to Judge in a second, but you bring up Zach Pop.
Right.
And so they bring Pop into the game, and Austin Wells is the first batter, and they're going over this kid's numbers, and they're like, well, in five innings, he's given up three home runs. Two pitches later, Austin Wells goes deep on him. But yeah, that was kind of funny. But so the Judge home run puts them up 4 or 5 runs, and I literally said to my wife, I'm like, game's over. I'm like, you know what? This is the Mets won the series. They all these young kid arms. It's a bullpen game against Max Fried. She goes, well, who's Max Fried? I said, Max Fried is arguably the best pitcher in baseball. And I would think if you're a Met fan, if you score 2 or 3 runs against Fried, you did a good job. Sure. They're not coming back from 5-0 down. And then all of a sudden,
boom,
here came the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And they start chipping away. And you never know. The Yankees could go out and have a horrible week. Or the play that Cody Bellinger makes in left field,
it was gorgeous,
might end up being the play that we look back on.
It saved the game.
And potentially, and it sounds extreme, but if he doesn't make that play and that ball drops and the Mets take the lead or tie the game and the Mets go on to win, we're sitting here this morning saying, oh my God, the Yankees can't get out
can't
of their
stop
own
the
way.
Bleeding.
But this play he makes is really remarkable.
On a rope right here. Bang.
A, to catch it.
Yeah.
And B, to throw out Lindor, who is hung out to dry, kind of, because, you know.
Mind you, this is a no look. He's looking at first as his glove is scraping the ground. And I'm saying to myself, there's no way he's going to get there. He just fires that thing. And even you see Soto's face. Soto's like, uh-oh. Like, he got it there.
Yeah, Soto had a nice weekend. Yesterday, tough day. That was a base hit that was clearly taken away from him by Bellinger, who, you know, there's always this conversation. This is always interesting to me, too, when we talk about moving guys around position to position. You know, one of the things they were highlighting yesterday was this guy plays everywhere. He can play center field. He can play right field. He can play first base. He can play left field. Now, obviously, he's not going to go play shortstop. But my point is, we talk about these guys like, oh, man, he's a center fielder. You can't move him from center field.
Right.
Or this guy, man, he's never really played. Go catch the ball.
He's an athlete.
And Cody Bellinger proved you yesterday, go catch the ball and make a play, like I said, that I think allows the Yankees to kind of catch their breath. And by the way, you also had the double play at first base with Goldschmidt as well.
But even Judge had that little half-diving catch in right field that kind of really saved. Because the thing with the Mets were doing yesterday, it was all about momentum.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like they kept bubbling. And we needed kind of those superstar plays for us to get out those innings, and we were able to get it. But all I can say, we're bloody but unbowed. And that's how you can describe the Yankees. I know we got the Mariners coming up, and I think we got one more against the Cubs before we go to All-Star.
Which will not be an easy series.
Right. And so I'm just happy we got out of yesterday with the dub.
Honestly. Had to have it.
You had to have it.
Had to have yesterday. And then the one thing about Fried, because, you know, you're going to look at the box score, and you're going to see, and I'm always on this. I mean, guy's going five innings. Give me a break. He pitched into the sixth and obviously got taken out after the first batter in the sixth inning. But to strike out, it's another key part in that game, to strike out Soto and Alonso back-to-back to end, I think it was the fifth inning, when, again, all the momentum was, it felt like, on the Mets' sides. They did enough things yesterday to kind of right the ship for a day. We'll see going forward. In terms of the Mets, though, you know, I sat here last week, and we were talking about, I guess it was last Monday, mm-hmm. when I was, me and Al did the warm-up show, we were talking about the
I love you, Al.
Horrific the weekend that the Mets had in Pittsburgh. They got outscored 30-4. They couldn't hit. They couldn't pitch. Everything's in shambles. They're beat up. And I remember saying, Al, if they get through this week, if they can, I said 3-3. Forget 4-2. I thought if they went 3-3 against the Brewers and the Yankees, that, and I think they now will be in Baltimore, that they did a good job of kind of stabilizing things. Well, they did you one better. They took 2 out of 3 against Milwaukee, and then the weekend,
they
you
roughed
know,
up the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, Friday night was a weird game back and forth, but Saturday, they just, I mean,
clobbered us.
And we'll do more on the Yankees coming up, yep. clearly. But the way they went out and attacked, and again, Carlos Rodon is just, you can't figure the guy out.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
They hit big home runs, they had big at-bats, and that was one of those games that the lead just kept growing and growing. They wound up winning, I guess, was 12-6. But I was, for a team that has and is lacking pitching, I know Manaea and Senga coming back, it looks like, this weekend.
Yeah, Senga's coming back, right?
This weekend they both should be back. It looks like, to me, they've kind of got
steadied
things
the
back
waters.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And now maybe if they can have a good week into the All-Star break, you'll have a better feeling about them that you had to prior than the June swing that they had.
Well, I think it's about timing. After the Yankees kind of got, you know, walked out of Toronto, you know, holding their heads, they kind of caught the Yankees' spirits down, and they were able to capitalize on that. But I think overall, the Mets are in a good place. I mean, like, to your point, for you to come out of this series when a lot of people think you weren't going to fare well, is a testament to this team. And they got, people don't understand, this lineup is stacked. The Mets have a good, rough lineup. Like, they're tough. And I think Fried kind of witnessed that yesterday.
I think you know, I agree with you. The problem is when you go through 3 weeks where you can't hit, you sit there and say, how is this even possible when Juan Soto is hitting and nobody else is, and you're losing game after game after game. The thing about the Mets, and this to me has been like this for a few years now, it's kind of like when one goes, they all go, for the most part. and when they don't, they collectively slump and they don't win games. And then when the pitching all of a sudden, you know, has the injury woes that they've had, you had a collective mess, which is what they dealt with in the latter part of June. Because remember, they started out June okay, and then all of a sudden things just got haywire on them, and they were in this downward spiral that was kind of tough to get out of. Meantime, the Phillies have jumped back into first place. But I do think when you look at this division, a lot of people thought it was going to be Phillies, Mets, Braves.
In any order. Yeah.
Those were the three teams. The Braves have had a stretch here, a stretch there, but nothing to speak of, really. The Marlins have been better, but they're not going to challenge you. The Nationals, while they've got great young talent, are 15 or 16 games under 500. They just fired their GM and their manager. This is a Phillies-Mets division, and that is what I think we're going to be looking at once we get through, you know, July. Like, September and October, I do believe, September. I think it's going to be a two-team race, obviously, in this NL East.
Well, I also think health has to do with it, right? As you go into this All-Star break, you want to look around and feel like you're not depleted. And I don't think they are at this point. It looks like they're starting to get their wheels back. Like I said, I think the two wins against the Yankees, you get some momentum out of that. Obviously, they won it yesterday. That happened for them. Even Lindor striking out last at plate with Soto on deck. I was like, uh-oh, I got nervous there. But they was able to get out of that. So, you're the Mets, man, like you said, I think stable waters are right now. And it's just a matter of going into All-Star break week and in a better position.
It is. It's funny you bring that up, too, because Mendoza gets, I don't know if you were still on the game at that point, but when Mendoza gets run, I wanted him to go back at the umpire. It's like, so you've got Luis, I'm not expecting Luis Torrens to go out there and hit a home run to, you know, to get them within one, but I am expecting Torrens to give you a decent at bat.
Yeah.
Those two strikes that they, and I know people get on me. I sound like the old man. Fair enough. Give me the damn automated strike zone, please.
At this point, it's redundant. Like, it's not making sense. Like, it's time for to bring out the robots. We're already AI-generated community, a world. AI is running the world right now. It's time for the robots to come out.
And by the way, I don't want the challenge crap that they're going to do next year. The batter taps his helmet, and they can look, and they
put
it on the board.
Did you see the old boy that got pulled? They got tossed for tapping his helmet?
Last week, yes.
That was insane.
Yes, but that's also an umpire that's got a short fuse and a very thin skin.
I mean, all these umps are ultra-emotional. None of them come with any steady calmness or professionalism. It's like bringing your wife to the ballpark. If she's over the game, she's cranky half the time.
Wants to go home.
What I mean? And it's just like,
yep.
I'm like, was it a tap?
It was a head tap.
I thought it was just
and I didn't realize
head.
It. We actually were talking about it the next day on the show. Didn't even realize what it was. And that's what it was a head tap, I guess,
but
mimicking.
But did you see the tap? I didn't see the tap. I thought he was adjusting his helmet.
He might have, but the way it was taken was that he hit his head to signify a replay.
So you can't touch your head?
I don't know. But that having been said, I don't want that. I want an automated strike zone so this stuff doesn't happen. And I'm not taking anything away from the Yankees. The Yankees earned that win yesterday. They made the plays. They got the key strikeouts. But when Mendoza goes out there and he's screaming at the umpire, you know, after he gets tossed and he's kicking the dirt and he got in his face pretty good. The other umpire got in between.
I don't even think he got to the ump before he was tossed. He didn't. He's like two steps. He's like, get out of here.
He was screaming. And you know what's interesting? Because when you're watching it, you're thinking, and you're watching this happen, as he's screaming at the home plate umpire, you're just waiting for the umpire to toss him. Because they were two egregious calls. But you also had the one on Soto earlier in the game, which was not a strike. So there were things going on in this game straight through that had him peeved. After he gets tossed, says his piece, and starts walking back. Like, I wanted him to go back to the umpire. Like, get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah, if you toss me, I'm going to start flipping bases.
Absolutely.
Who's the ump in between them, the brother?
Probably the crew chief.
What's his role in that? Just to be the buffer?
Probably so that he doesn't do something he's going to regret, like hit the umpire and get suspended, I would think, and try to defuse it.
He's the guy that would annoy me the most. Because if I'm trying to get after you, I don't need you in my way.
Like the third man in.
Yeah, like if I'm already tossed, let me earn the toss, right? Now you're not more ultra frustrated because not only did I get tossed, but I was able to get everything I wanted to get out.
Yeah, well, he stopped that. He stopped that. So anyway, that it's just one of those things that annoys me when I watch it. We saw it again yesterday. But again, the Yankees did deserve to win the game. Two other quickies here, Yankee and Met related. Pete Alonso not doing the home run derby.
First time ever.
How about that?
I think it's good. I mean, he's good. He's proved himself.
He's now an all-star.
Yeah,
he says he wants to enjoy the experience. But it is interesting for someone who, like, loved that as much as anything.
Oh, that was his thing.
That was his thing.
It was like Vince Carter in the slam dunk contest. That was him. He owned it.
Vince Carter.
Yeah. Wow. I also say this. I do think Soto being snubbed is...
But it's not a snub. I disagree with that.
You don't...
I don't think so, because while he was good in June, when you look at what Juan Soto did or didn't do in April and May, you know...
But he's hot right now.
I know he's hot
right
now.
He's popular. He's got the contract. People want to see Soto out there. And I understand... I understand him not, to your point, not because he started off slow and now he's cooking now, but some guys... In all the sports, basketball, football, whatever, when the All-Star Game weekend is, like they need like KD needs to be in the All-Star Game, right?
You didn't think he wants to go though, honestly.
Yeah, I think he wants to.
Mm.
Why wouldn't he?
Oh, come on, some
new uniform.
Oh, back in the day, these guys were on a private plane in the third inning of the All-Star Game, so get the hell out of there. They were.
I think
as the story goes, you had guys like I think A-Rod and Jeter that would go. They would make their appearance. They play the first inning, and they'd get out of there, and they'd be on their way home.
I think my point is, some people are staples. He seems like he should be a staple.
And I get that. And a guy like Francisco Lindor genuinely was excited that he is an All-Star starter, first time with the Mets, and I think that's really cool. But I do think too. if you go year after year after year, you get a year off. I don't think you're broken up about it.
I even felt some type of way about Jeff McNeil not making it. I know he had the oblique strain earlier, and now he's starting to heat up a little bit. But he's a guy, I'm like, man, the guy's playing out of his skull right
yes,
now.
Yes, but to me, you got to be consistent. You have to be consistent. And there's been
should
with
have been
Soto,
a principal in your another life. You know how to hold court there.
Why?
Well, because it's some, it just some guys, when All-Star Weekend is not just about what you earn. It's about celebrating the celebrities in a sport.
But I'm not,
Soto's a celebrity.
I'm not saying I would have been upset if he was elected. That would have been fine.
No, I agree with you. I'm just talking.
But I don't have an issue that he wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy got beaten up here. I mean, if you think about, and not horribly because he's here for 15 years, but his struggles in April and May were real.
Yeah.
And I think there were a lot of Met fans, while a lot have certainly, you know, I don't want to say given him a pass. That's not the right word. They've kind of looked the other way and know that good stuff's coming.
Well, nobody wants to buy a Ferrari and realize, like, the brakes don't work.
You know, well, but you know that's not going to be the case with this
correct
guy.
But you always want to feel like when you make a purchase like this, that all is well, even when things sound clunky.
Well, he is showing you now that all is well.
Yes.
I mean, his last month has been spectacular. And even then, again, yesterday, he had the one hit taken away from him. Yesterday wasn't great, but he had a good weekend. He's had a good week, and he is on the up, and this team, you would think, on the up as
but
well.
But it also speaks to, and I think we kind of overlooked, just to have the mental, I think, perseverance and fortitude to get through those months.
Mm-hmm.
When people are like, oh, no, did we make a mistake? And I mean, like obviously, Soto and everything he's been able to acquire – and they've been able to do in the sport. But overall, as a fan, if you're a Mets fan, you're like, man, I want the best of Soto now. I don't want to wait till October or something. I want now.
So that's where the money becomes problematic because, and I don't disagree with the notion of you're making $55 million a year. You don't get bad days. Like, I understand that. That's where when you attach the contract to the performance, it's problematic for the player.
Yeah.
That said, it's a long season. You need Juan Soto to be playing better and better and better and hit the, you know, the pinnacle, the climax of his performance, like in September and October.
I agree.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.